So let's review. The Gemara cites a brayso with the following machlokes. Talis kfula chayeves betzitzis, Reb Shimon Paiter. The Tanakhama says that if one folded a garment in two and it is still the minimum required size, it is obligated in tzitzis at the fold. And Reb Shimon holds it is exempt from tzitzis at the fold because when it is unfolded, the tzitzis end up in the middle of the garment. However, v'shavin shim kafla betafra shachayeves. All agree that if one folded the garment and sewed it up, it is obligated because it will not be unfolded. And the Gemara adds, the nukta besichi. Even if it was not sewn, but merely fastened with tacks, all agree it is obligated. The Gemara records an incident involving Rava Bar of Nachman. Have a mechasi talis kfula, v'rami lechute ilavei kefila. He was wearing a folded talis and had a fixed tzitzis at the fold. If shita v'asa chuta v'kam lahadi reishi. It became unfolded, and the tzitzis were now near his head in the middle of the garment instead of at the corner. And Rava Bar Huna commented, lav hainu knaf tachsiv rachman de bayraisa. This is not the corner mentioned in the Torah. Whereupon Asa Shadi Ichasik Limachriti. Rabbi Bar Nachman took off that garment and put on another one. But Rabbi Bar Huna then told him, Mi Sabrit Chavis Gabuhu, Chavis Talasu. The obligation of tzitzis does not depend on the person wearing the garment, so that one merely affixes tzitzis to the garment he is wearing. Rather, the obligation is to affix tzitzis to any four-corner garment one owns, even if he is not wearing it. Therefore, Zil Ramile go affix tzitzis to the first garment properly. The Gemara describes a related incident. Malacha ashkech el Rav Katina de michsi sadina. A malach found Rav Katina wearing a linen garment without tzitzis, and the malach told him, Katina, Katina, sadina bekayata besarbola besisva, tzitzis shal tchilas matei aleha. You wear a linen garment in the summer without tzitzis, because you apparently hold a klayim betzitzis asru pater, and you wear a woolen garment with rounded corners in the winter with no tzitzis at all. What will be with the mitzvah of tzitzis? And he explained that although kimechsi talis tala baschayubahi michaiva rachmano, this garment is not obligated in tzitzis, nevertheless, tzitzdaki lamifter nafshach mitzitzis, one should not actively do something to evade the mitzvah, and therefore, bisman deker rischa anshinan, at a time of divine wrath, a person is punished for failing to fulfill a mitzvah like tzitzis, even though he did not wear garments that are obligated. The Gemara elaborates on the machlekes whether tzitzis chayvis gavruhu, chayvis talisu. Pasuk says, "Gedilim tasalach al arba kamfas kesuscha asher techasba." If we hold chaybis gabruhu, the words asher techasba mean when you wear the garment. If we hold chaybis talasu, the words asher techasba mean a garment that is meant to be worn. And so Shmuel rules, "Kli kufsa chayav mitzitzis." Garments lying in the drawer are obligated in tzitzis since they're meant to be worn. However, bezakin shasal lechvaydei ptura. If an elderly person made a four-corner garment for his shrouds, they're exempt from tzitzis because haylav lechsui avida. They're not meant to be worn by a person obligated in tzitzis. However, b'hishata vade raminle. After one dies, we certainly fix tzitzis to his shrouds because loig lerosh cheref aseyo. Otherwise, we would seem to be mocking the recently deceased person for no longer being able to perform mitzvahs. However, our custom is not so. The Gemara turns to another halach of tzitzis and cites a braisa. Talish and nikra chutz l'sholish yitfar. If a garment tore at a point of more than three etzbayis from its corner, it can be resewn, and tzitzis affixed to the corner. However, teich shalish, remeirem lo yitfar, b'chachamayim yitfar. If it tore within three etzbayis from the corner, which is the area where one affixes the tzitzis, it is machlekes. Remeir holds it should not be resewn because we're concerned that one may leave over the thread used for sewing it to use with three other threads as the tzitzis, and this thread is disqualified for use as tzitzis because of the principle tasav leiman asay. The tzitzis must be made properly in the first place and not affixed in a manner that does not fulfill the obligation affixed only afterwards. Rather, the threads must be inserted for the sake of mitzvah tzitzis, but if they are there for some other reason and then one wants to use them as tzitzis, they're not valid. However, the Braisa continues, "B'shavin shalo yavi afila ama al ama mimokam acher uva tcheles v'toilaba." All agree that one cannot sew on a piece of fabric with tzitzis already affixed onto the corner of a garment because the tzitzis were initially not affixed onto the corner of this garment. Furthermore, b'shavin shemaybi tchelis memakam acher b'teilaba ubavat shaloi te mufsekes. All agree that one can remove tzitzis from another garment and hang it onto this garment as long as the threads are not torn. And as Rashi explains, matzah tzitzis mitalas acheres b'teilaba the hachal leka v'lemin ha'asli the tzarech lachzu v'lekarcho v'lesak nekan ki b'tchila. He must undo the tzitzis from the other garment and tie it onto this garment as he would originally. Another halacha. Talas shakula tchelis kol min yitzvayin in peitrim ba. Generally, we must have the loven threads because of the words min kanaf, and the tchelis threads because of the words psil tchelis. And therefore, the loven threads must be a different color than the tchelis threads. Now, if a garment is dyed tchelis, the loven threads, if they are white, will anyway not be min kanaf. Therefore, one may use threads dyed with any color to use as 11 threads, and there is no need to necessarily use white strings. However, chutz mikala ilan, one may not use indigo because they appear identical to the tcheles, and we require two different colors. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a brisa. Kala ilan lo yaviv, it may be kosher. If one does use indigo for the 11 threads, the tzitzis are valid. The Gemara answers, kamatalis bas arba chut and kamatalis bas shmoin chut. If the tzitzis has only four threads, they're not valid because all the threads appear the same. However, if the tzitzis has four valid threads, one should not add threads of indigo because someone else might take them off and mistakenly use them as tchilas in another garment. But if one does add these threads, the original four threads are still valid. The Gemara proceeds to cite a related machlokes regarding matir and mibeged lebeged, whether one may take tzitzis of one garment and affix them to another. Rav Amar, a matir mibeged lebeged. It may not be done because it is a disgrace for the first garment. V'Shmuel Amar, matir mibeged lebeged. It may be done. The Gemara adds, ibaloi matirin. If a garment became worn out, one may transfer the tzitzis because since the first garment is no longer usable, it's not a disgrace. Abai reported, kol mil demar ovid kiram, labar mahani tlas to ovid kishmul. Rav would usually follow the opinion of Rav, but this is one of the three cases where he followed the opinion of Shmuel. The Gemara cites a brayis regarding the number of threads in tzitzis. Kama chutin hu naisin, b'shamer m'dalad u'b'sila m'gimel. B'shamer hold that tzitzis are comprised of four threads, while b'sila holds that tzitzis is comprised of three threads. B'kama tehe mishul shalas, how much are the threads hang free below the braid? B'shamer m'dalad u'b'sila m'gimel. Achas me'arba b'tefach shal kol adam. B'shamer say it should hang free the length of four etzbois. B'shamer say it should hang free the length of three etzbois. And each finger breadth is a quarter tefach. The Gemara discusses the shear of tzitzis. Amar Rav Huna, dalad b'toich dalad u'mishul shalas dalad. Four threads affixed within four etzbois of the garment's corner, and the thread should hang free for a length of four etzbois. Rav Yehuda Amar, gimel b'toich gimel mishul shalas gimel. Three threads affixed within three etzbois of the garment's corner, and the threads should hang free for a length of three etzbois. The Gemara rules, Hilchasa, dalad b'toich shalish mishuleshes arba. Four threads affixed within three etzbois of the garment's corner, and the thread should hang free for a length of four etzbois. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa, where Beis Hillel and Bishami agreed, tzitzis ein lo shir. There is no specific measurements for tzitzis. The Gemara answers, ein lo shir lamala, avol yesh lo shir lamata. There's no maximum measurement, and they can be any length, but there is a minimum measurement, and that is the previous machlokes.